We're talking to G Mays. G, recently we lost a legend, Maya Angelou. Man, what does she mean to you?
Well, Maya, she's more of a, she was a distant mentor to me. I love educated women. You know, I love women that can sit down and have a conversation with you, and it's not ooh and ah, you know what I'm saying. I love just listening to her speak, and to lose someone such as herself with, you know, she was such a prolific writer with her poetry, with her spoken word. It was just, you know, it's a great loss, but I appreciated her showing other women that you don't have to use the language of the world and be in the world. And to be successful, man. Help some of the powerful. I've seen some pass through my phone over the last few weeks that I didn't even know this woman quoted, man. This lady was powerful, man. So it's a great loss to me, you know. But I look to her, you know, pastor spoke. Just she carried herself as such a wonderful lady, a real lady, man, a real woman. You know, I wasn't sure of her spiritual background. I wasn't sure. You know, of her upbringing, anything, but when she spoke, man, she had the attention of everybody. So it was a great loss, man.
The new album, is that called Return? The Return?
No.
I'm sorry.
No,
okay.
No. The new album is called, they called me Joseph Job David.
Okay.
That's the name of the, yeah. The Amazing Any, they called me Joseph Job David. I don't know if I'm supposed to explain it, AJ. Do I have the time to explain it?
Go right ahead.
Cool. Thank you. I'm glad you asked. It's based on three characters in the Bible that I felt like mirrored and parallel to me. Joseph, you know, a man who was a dreamer, didn't bother anybody, stayed in his corner. But, you know, God gave him the gift of a dream interpretation and dreaming and understanding dreams and being a big dreamer. But he was so hated, man, by the people around him. And they didn't hate him for who he was. They hated him for who he was going to become. So being a dreamer, you know, I related to Joseph. Then Job, a man who was sick, he was, loved God with everything in him. He was a faithful, trying and tested man. But no matter what, you know, he was dealt, he was able to maintain his faith. You know, he was sick in his body. He lost his crazy wife. You know, he lost all his kids, he lost his cattle, he lost his fortune, you know, but the only thing that he did not lose was his faith. So he and I parallel in there because I lost everything, even found myself sick and down and, you know, lost my marriage and all my possessions, but I didn't lose my faith. Then that's David, you know, man after God's own heart, a minstrel, minister of music, plays the anointing into the building, atmosphere setter. And then, you know, it was a guy who had some falls and some flaws, you know, but God looked beyond his faults and crowned him king, you know. So that's what the whole album comes together as. They called me Joseph Job David, a dreamer who lost everything until God made me king.
I like that.
Yeah, man.
Let me ask you this. Being in the business for a while, and you see how the business is, if you've gone through some trials and tribulations, has there ever been a time when, Gary, you said to yourself, this is not for me?
Yes. Yes, there were times when I felt like music business was not for me. Music ministry was still for me, but the business side of it, which I felt was so shady at times, you know, it was time for me to throw in the towel and just go do ministry. Don't even worry about the business side of it. I don't need ASCAP. You know, I don't need any royalty checks, and I don't want to deal with it because at the end of the day, doing concerts, just give me ministry. I just go over and hang out and do ministry and, you know, raise my kids and do that because it was so taxing. It was such a, you know, man, believe it or not, for the music industry to be so big, it is really, really small. It's like so small, man. And the side of that I'm on, the side that I'm involved with, you know, like I said before, I'm a church boy. I play drums for a few artists outside in the secular industry, but my heart, my passion, and my call has always been gospel. But, man, I swear to you, on the road, you know, dealing with the secular side, I was loved more there than on this side. Man, you have so many people that are talking about you and what they call hating on you and trying to do everything they can to bring you down. It was so they can have it, man. Just let me go do ministry and let me be at my church and, you know, let me show up, pay my tithes, and I'm done with it. So, yeah, I have had those moments where I wanted to just throw in the towel and give the business back to those folks.
In our remaining moments, how can folks get in touch with you? We see social media has exploded. So how can folks get in touch with you?
Man, please reach out to me. Yeah, please reach out to me. It's on Facebook, if you want to reach out to me, it's Gary Mays. If you want to be a part of the fan page, it's GMaysNNE. If you want to reach me on Instagram or Twitter, I'm GMaze21. And if you're looking to book the group, which I hope you are, and myself, you can reach me at bookgmaze@gmail.com. That's bookgmaze@gmail.com. Maze is spelled M-A-Y-E-S. bookgmaze@gmail.com.
Finally, how does it make you feel, G, when you are ministering to folks and when it's over, folks come up to you and say, I received that. You've touched me. How does that make you feel?
Mission accomplished. Mission accomplished, man. This is what God has ordained. This, by any means necessary, go ye therefore, teaching, reaching, baptizing. This is what I'm supposed to do. So when I go out and I do it and I'm actually able to touch someone's life through what God is doing through me, mission accomplished, man. Mission accomplished.
It is our guest, G. Mays. It has been a pleasure. May God continue to bless your ministry. And we thank you for taking time out inside of the Gospel Spotlight.
Yeah, man. Appreciate you, AJ. You're the man.
Hey, appreciate you too. Thank you. Gary Mays.